That's Jim Smith, Reel 9. Jim, we were just talking about St. Ergenbosch, and you were going, I think, somewhere down a railway line somewhere, weren't you?
Well, it seems like the road, the terrain around St. Ergenbosch is very boggy, which it is, as we know. And what they told us to do, or we was ordered to do, was go up the railway lines for the railway track to St. Ergenbosch, which were, I might tell you, were a very bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Just going on sleeper after sleeper after sleeper.
Yeah.
And then eventually arrived in St. Ergenbosch, and of course, you put out wheel guns where you to put your gun out.
Mm.
Well, at the time, it was Sammy Ollerton's gun. And I'm saying that, and I've had doubts since, but it's got to be for where I finish up. So we put Sammy Ollerton's gun into position onto the Dorsal Bridge.
Yes, it got into St. Ergenbosch.
St. Ergenbosch, which was then a small bridge.
Mm.
Since then it's been extended.
Mm.
And if you're over there, and if we're over, I'll show you.
Mm.
But it was just only small over the Dorsal, which is like a bit wider than a canal.
Yeah.
The three, the Dorsal, and involved that the three names for three rivers.
Mm.
We got the gun on top of the bridge at the Dalsal, I think it is.
Mm.
I took the vehicle back to the bottom where there were a Hessel garage.
Mm.
Petrol garage. And I parked there. I went back up to the top. Well, it was just devastation. It was just the gun where Sammy had directed.
Yeah.
And I know for sure, I know the truth, it was it, which I was told after by the gentleman what met the commander, what gave the command to fire on the gun, the German officer.
Yeah.
Said, is he not our gun out? And,
You weren't there when the gun was knocked out, did you?
No, I was away down. It's like, if you will, it rises to the bridge, road.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's an incline.
Mm.
So I couldn't stop up there. I was too obvious. So I put the gun to a garden and laid down at the bottom near the garage. And I went up the steps up the rope side.
Yeah.
But like it was a waste of time.
Mm.
Because come, and another thing, I never know where the other gunners went to. So the Sammy were killed yet.
But
like, where did the other lads go?
The rest of the gun crew.
Aye, and there's six on the gun team. There are Siggy Swift, no, Siggy Grundy, Porky Mullins. And I think a couple of reinforcements, which, like, you know, just been here.
But six altogether.
Not as good as the mates you've been with all the time.
Yeah, but your mate there, Sammy Ollerton, was killed.
Yeah, he had it directed. He hit the six-pounder, front it just above the gun mounted, gun barrel.
Mm.
Because it decapitated him, you know.
Took his head off.
Yeah. Now he was buried at Ross. Now Ross is a good way. Ross is up near Arnhem.
Yeah, but just before you go to there, so the other people that were there in that gun team, the other five people or something.
I haven't a clue.
No, but did they survive after that situation?
That's what I say. I don't remember seeing any of them after After that,
but this was a gun crew that you were very close to.
Supposed to be me.
And they never came back to your...
That's completely gone out of my mind.
Hmm.
I remember looking at the garage where these Germans were after that scene saw me, and I thought, well, I'll have to get back to my home. Probably get sorted out. And I looked at it in a glass roof. You know?
Yeah.
I thought, well, got out in there, and just after, I think, is your neck like mine, Bob?
Yeah, it's a bit stiff, yeah.
I was talking to Tommy Leary after, he said, you're right. He said, you know, they shelled that bloody gate. I thought, that's what to do.
Yeah.
But they're shelling their own.
Yeah. So St. Hirgenbosch, so... After your mate Sammy Allerton, did you say?
Sammy Allerton.
Yeah. After
I called Sammy, by the way.
Sammy Allerton or Tommy?
He's called Harry.
Harry. Oh,
so right. We all called him Sammy.
I call him Tommy, yeah. Right. But after that, and this gun crew that, as far as you know, you can't recall seeing after that.
No.
What about your further recollections of the battle in St. Hirgenbosch? Was there much fighting there?
Oh, I remember in St. Hirgenbosch, and after that, I was put in either Carrier or Cardinal Lloyd.
Yeah.
I was backing in into a flour mill or to Dirty. And when I was backing in, the one fella said, him as he's put daddy there, can't drive.
Yeah.
I thought, I know that voice.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a bit tighter thing up there.
Oh, so, right.
And I've never seen him through.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some lamb butts there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, them.
The lamb we had yesterday.
Is that best friend?
Yes.
Okay, Jim, so.
And when I back to Garden and Lady or whatever it is, place to, and he was a career driver, but he wasn't picked. He wasn't picked out as a specialist. He must have come up to scratch, but he were.
Yeah.
Actually, at ITC, when we're learning them. And after that, to me, it was like one mad dash up to Ardennes.
Well, Ardennes was a bit later, because that's October, about the third week in October. But you did spend some time that I know. Around the canals on the Mars.
Yeah.
Around November time.
Yeah.
Can you remember that, Jim?
Well, if it were around there, that's when I was going. That's when I went to my leg. Because it was dark weather enough. I thought, well, I've done enough and I've suffered this. I'm going to have a change.
When you went in with your leg, you were...
With my knee, and it swelled up. I thought, well, he's not putting me for him no more.
Yeah.
And it would be around there. But anyway, we went from there, as far as I know, little bit of skirmishes here and there, but our main objective was then to get to the Ardennes as fast as they could.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Mars in November, so... Yeah, I mean, you don't have too many thoughts of what happened on the Mars or memories that happened on the Mars.
After St. Hirgenbosch, we went to a place we went up to Ardennes because we had to get up because he was doing his push.
Okay, so what can you recall of the Ardennes?
As we were going to Ardennes and went up, We actually slept in King Leopold's house.
Yeah.
Now, as we were going up, I have a driving officer.
Yeah. A carrier, was that?
All right. Mm. I was took up gun to drive this to officer. But it wasn't for this job. I took off it after. But I'll take you up, and as we're going up, he says, right, we're a distance from. And of course, he'd had to be the good man at the front. Big head again. But the officer all was there, of course, which is obvious.
What was the, can just ask you a question, Jim, because this was December time, then, so what was the weather like?
Oh, it was gorgeous. But not too bad when we set off, like, from around that bush and where we'd been. We'd been somewhere else in between, but not a lot going on. And then it come the order that we took, well, 53rd had to get up at Ardennes.
Yeah.
As the Yanks were getting overrun.
Yeah.
So, to cut a long story short, we set off to the Ardennes. We're going up to Ardennes and we come to a place by the Golden Ant. Maybe it's a beautiful place somewhere, I don't know. And as we're going over there, the airborne, we're charging bridges. So I said to this officer, I said,
which airborne was that? British airborne?
Yeah. Our airborne.
Yeah.
We're charging bridges.
Mm.
I says to him, well, what's the matter? Who's charging bridges? I said, what for? He said, there's no way they're allowed to get past us. I said, well, early morning, like, as soon as we've done it to the place, it's going into attack, like. He said, we won't go into the attack. He said, we're going to assist the freedom of the American army.
Mm.
I thought, oh, that's grand, that.
Mm.
So his soldiers were coming back, and as he stopped, you know, every so often you have a break on a convoy. Let Stradler catch up. He says to me, I just forget the name of the officer. He says, just ask one of them to come over. I went to a door. I said, what's it like up there, pal? He said, God bless you. See that band? We're right in it again. I said, what did you say? I said, you just said, God bless you. He said, yeah. I said, no, I didn't mention it.
Yeah. But we mentioned the weather, didn't we? And you said it was snowy, and did you mention snow there, Jim? Was there snow on the ground?
The snow were on the ground. Well, it was more or less just starting, like, really.
Yeah.
But when we went further up to near King Leopold's house, they were 3 foot deep. You could have just shoved the tank off the road.
So that would have made the driving difficult, wouldn't it?
Well, it were a bit dirty. But we got up there in King Leopold's house, and they said, you can have a fire, but keep it down. The young lad's coming in, reinforcement again from England. He's coming in with one of these shuttle buckets full of coal eggs, if you know what I mean. They're like round little eggs. Coal.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So, he said, I've got a bucket of coal here. And it's sort of casual, not being clever or anything. I said, wait a bit with that coal, fell. He said, what's wait a bit with that call. I said, just go through it first. I said, do you like grenades to me? A German grenade is not like ours. It's smooth, brown, black. Then what's not on stick, of course. So what are you talking about? So I think it was Snacker Brody. You were a rough Snacker. The red or side of a Snacker. He said, empty it, broke it out. He said, anyway. Only half, I need half a bucket of grenades.
Really? Well, he was going to put on the fire?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good. Yeah.
Well, just as well, it was stopped then, wasn't it?
But it just shows how careful you have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I got to pick her again. The race track, as I said, she said where we were near that cubby.
30 yards.
Much more. Mm. And I stood there and I said to her, that's dirty walking on there. What is that? I said, he says, I said, I think he's after throwing a fire. I said, well, he could be. I said, well, if I could just get sat on that corner set, I said, he won't throw no more fire.
Mm.
And you know, he must be the luckiest man alive. He walked round and he never come back.
Oh, right. Because if he had come back, he'd have been picked off.
Oh, we'd have dropped him like a light.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he went.
Yeah.
So. Carried out, I shook him with toilet.
Do you remember much of the fighting there, Jim?
Aye. But you know, let's face it, we have a great name at Ardennes. But yet we didn't do a lot, I don't think.
Well, what do you think you did? What can you remember
well,
you did? So what happened in the Ardennes, as far as you're concerned?
Well, when we went up to the Ardennes, the Yanks really might have took the brunt of everything. How many times have we killed?
I don't know the numbers.
Oh, it's been 30,000.
Don't know.
The thing where you see, with that cold and that, there was just like stiff flexible. Shocking. And then
so
we went up to like the summit at Ardennes. And I don't know what I ran. But he took me off the gun, Dixon. Said, you know me anything? I don't know. So go on. So she go on, I don't know what gun it were. That was number four gun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went on the gun. And Captain Whiteside had just come back from being wounded. And Captain two brothers that were, give me a lot of their name, and they were Whiteside's mates. And when I wrote gun, as a gun crew, and Whiteside did pass, which had to go Whiteside after the war. I said, you're back then? He said, I see, all right. He said, yeah. Fixed up very well. And he said, you know, I said, oh, not much fire up there. I said, because you just carried your mate down stiff. He said, what? I said, aye. He said, well, thank you.
You're not eat without a drink.
That's right.
So
you have to cut his books.
That's right.
So he went so far up, trying to think of it, two officers' names, two brothers that were. And he come walking past. He says, Dixon is still in charge of it. I said, oh, so where is he? I said, oh, it's somewhere. Anyway, he did spot him and he went over. Dixon come over and he said, get your kit. I said, what's he do? He said, well, that's like boxes. He said, you got me right till the doctor. I said, well, I said, no, through me. I said, I'm on it. I go where I'm at. I said, you put us in.
Yeah.
He said, he wants you. You're his driver. It's him now. I thought, well, that's jumping out the frying pan into the fire because Whiteside would have hoped for being in it.
Whiteside was one of the rifle company commanders, was he?
He finished up in charge of support company.
He was a major, was he?
He finished up a major, he risen up from the ranks.
Yeah.
Such his cell at finish.
Yeah, yeah.
For a misconduct, I don't know what it was for. Yeah. Anyway.
What did Whiteside want you for?
Ben?
What did Whiteside want you for at this stage?
He took us off and he put me driving. it's underweight with these boxes in.
Mm.
The 53rd's mummy, the 53rd division's mummy.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah.
There's so many boxes in my dirty tank. How many boxes have we got back? I didn't know what they were. It's threw them in. And it's a good man. He had to unload it to do another job. But anyway.
Where did you have to take that then, Jim?
Pardon?
Where did you have to take that?
I had to drive it everywhere where they went. It had to be done.
Got it. Okay. So you were driving a lorry full of money at this stage? Yeah.
As far as I know, they were fault. They were all steady.
Mm.
And I was sent back.
Phone going.
Hello there. He took me. I had to drive Captain Bertel out of the Ardennes. Because his driver, Ferguson, had been took in hospital with a bit of shrapnel in his back.
Mm.
So they sent me back to get Captain.
But have you unloaded the money at this stage?
Well, I left the vehicle for where they were.
Yeah. Okay, stop this again. Okay, let's pause it. Jim had a little bit of a problem with his breathing at this stage, so we just we're taking a break, and we'll continue it later on. So, are you feeling better now, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, it's a couple of days on now, aren't we? I've come to see you 2 days after the original part of that recording there.
Yeah.
So, you're in the Ardennes, aren't you?
Yeah, well, where we left off, our rental, we had made this mixture of our HQ, which we just supported, you know, the HQ company, to fetch the carrier out, which was Captain Bertels, which actually was a job what I was took off. And as we were pulling out and actually got out on the road, through being so cold and then getting, that's not so loud, is it?
Yeah.
Through being so cold, as soon as you got into carrier engine one, as we got off the road, I should say it wouldn't have been 5 miles. And I must have just let myself go. And then we just went off the road into the dive. And with that, I was stopped where I was, and they put 3 men with us overnight. They said they'd come back tomorrow morning for the switch out. You see, leading carrier, you're leading all the company, not just the anti tank litter, you're stopping everybody else.
Can I just ask you a question at the moment, Jim? Where had the money gone to at this stage that was in the lorry you were driving?
I had no idea.
Okay.
Because I hadn't took the 15 on the way over then.
Mm.
That comes at a later date. Very near. At the same place that we're going to now, actually.
Okay.
Where I did take it over.
Okay.
For the second time. So what we did, we had a walk around that morning, looking proper, and we found the RAF outpost, which personally I thought was good. It was a signal job, but a bit beyond us, so we didn't bother about that. After being sorted out with them first, they made us a good breakfast, and it was lovely. We went back to the carrier, which none of them come with us, he didn't say, but I suppose it were to make sure we're fine.
Yeah.
We weren't being kidding.
Yeah.
But when we got back, there were a lad who's come to school with me, which he made a sergeant, Sergeant Grover, which was an officer, lived near me up here after.
Yeah.
And He said, "How do you thought to be leaving me?" I said, He said, "Come on, and I've got some lessons." I said, "I've just had a good breakfast." He said, "Right, well, we'll get going to
HUY, that's
HUY. So anyway, we found that door, and all of a sudden, those people were off to rural cottages. Not so the door pulled right in front, and the German sat down with us, and we all had a pair to me. He all had bits of right in the corned beef, fully on, white bread. Never seen white bread.
A German sat down with you?
Well, they got the note. Belgium,
a Belgian person.
Belgium, rather.
Okay. So I just wonder whether it was a German soldier.
I was getting a bit longer, and yeah. It was the Belgian.
Okay.
And no bother, they just put the kettle on, and they had very little soap. What do you have? We all shared out, and it was all
good.
We set off, and I finished up my HQ. Left the carrier, Sergeant Dixon, he was in charge of all the transported anti tank anyway. And Ted made this point, he said, "Well, I said, I don't know." I said, "It was like asleep, I think." He said, "You weren't the only one." He said, "There's a lot more left in that door." He said, "Did you just relax?" I said, "Well, talking proper," I said, "Did you sleep?" He said, "Sir, as you stood up." I never knew in my life that he could go up. I thought if Rick stood up, leads on a rifle. Got two or three.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? If you're, I suppose if you're that tired, you can
and
sleep anywhere.
You would. Mm. And never knew you could. You say, "Oh, it's because the sleep stood up." Mm. Like normally do. And it's proved to me that a fellow can.
So you're in Hui now, Jim?
We're in Hui. We set off from Hui.
Well, I know. Let me just stop this a second.
Yeah. Well, we carried on from we to Elmont. And pretty quiet, really. We lost one at Lantart at the term called Archie. I'm sure it was. Not sure it was Archie, but it was Gamel. And what things we call so many that. Leeds football player, Archie Gamel, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
And as we're going down the road, it pointed like the German section on 3 or 4. And as Archie stood up, he got a full burst. That was him. He said, "Very unlucky, because he'd just come back from home skirt near Blackpool and to a funeral for his lad, but I think it was only Donald's he had around Blackpool, as flattered as Quill looked left at him. The impression. I'm going off the story, but this present day, is at least may not tell it. There's a Polish fella keeps all them graves spotless even today. But anyway, Archie was shot, he was still there. Was after that bit of a sorting out, we carried on. More or less the edge of our home, it's not a really big place, really. And I've been delayed for some reason or other, because I was built in Ben, pulling the garden away. I've been delayed somewhere or other. I think it was cleaning up after Archie and all that, you know. And I just realised it, don't know, that's where the gun team was going. Yeah. You know, so I pulled in. And when I got there, a new sergeant in charge of reinforcement, I don't know his name. But if I can picture leaving today, and it's what, 6 years, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
A little chap, he didn't seem to have a lot of. Well, he never thought of reinforcements had the same as you, and he never did. I don't know why. But with those coming right to getting more experience, he didn't seem to have a clue until he told them what, more or less, why not. You know. But this sergeant, right, so I picked up one man and the lads with me. I turned around and I says, "Jim, who's that bloke there? Smart fella. The kitchen of this house where he'd stop." It just shows how gullible some people are. He says, Oh, don't worry about him. His wife went yesterday. I said, but no. He said, well, bit of fighting, she got out of. And he's going to win shortly. And there he is, making our group on the table, making meatballs, Turns on me, I can't announce anything. He's there and he's rolling and putting me flour. So, and I just weighed him off myself. Now, bear in mind, we've done a bit of fighting and a bit of experience. We was told at the very first, when we were up at London, if the German comes up and he's Western shaved and clean, he's a scamp. When was on an issue to go? And he's on foot. So I thought he's just come from London. Like I kill London they come from. I thought no way. I said I don't want my thing.